No matter where you are, you better be registered to vote, because according to the clock on the Texas Standard Tower, you have just a few hours to be a part of what is likely to be the most consequential election any of us will ever see, at least until 2020. This is your last opportunity, that is. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Our partners at Houston Public Media have an excellent primer on how to register to vote at the last minute. And here we are in those final minutes. We'll have a link at texasstandard.org. After that most recent and infamous of presidential debates, folks took a deep breath and noticed amid all the Shakespearean sound and fury what was missing from the conversation, again, among serious questions on immigration and an issue Texas and the rest of the nation has been deeply troubled by, the use of lethal force by police, and in particular as against persons of color, but complicating the search for solutions to this particular issue, a lack of actual hard data. Nationwide, police haven't been keeping count, leaving us with far more questions than answers. In fact, there are only two states, which require police to report officer-involved shooting deaths, California and Texas. These two states have something else in common, police departments in both violating the law. A new report from Texas State University has discovered hundreds of unreported shootings in California and in Texas. Joining us now is one of the researchers behind this study, Scott Bowman, associate professor in the School of Criminal Justice at Texas State University. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
What made you think in the first place that there might be some problem, some discrepancy in the reporting of these shootings?
Well, part of the beginning of the research process was kind of conducted by Dr. Howard Williams, the co-author of the study and former San Marcos police chief. It was something that he started out with an interest in, and he's the one that actually began kind of pulling the information. It was really through discovery more than anything else that there was a significant number of individuals that were simply missing from the list. You know, the larger reasoning behind the study itself, or behind just kind of the initial inquiry, was simply because, at least on a national level, we don't collect data at all. In Texas and California specifically, it would be a little presumptuous to assume that that data is being collected accurately and comprehensively.
Well, I mean, some people would say, why would that be presumptuous at all? I mean, if there is a law in the books that says departments have to do this, why wouldn't you expect the police to follow the law?
For a couple of reasons. One, even though there's a law in the books, there would have to be, as is consistent with many laws, there would have to be the fear of prosecution. And to our best kind of analysis and investigation, it doesn't appear that anybody, at least in the state of Texas, has ever been charged with not reporting. Our impression isn't certainly that it's a sinister plot or that it's some sort of kind of deviant activity by police departments, but you'd have to have some fear of punitive sanctions in order to ensure that it was happening 100% of the time.
But as I read these numbers, it looks like there are hundreds, literally hundreds, of unreported police shootings. And this is over a period of 10 years, right?
Yes.
And so where are you? Yes. See any patterns? It looks like what? The Houston, Harris County area seems like there's a particularly large number?
We're working on some follow-up research to kind of better examine the incidents that were missing and some of the incidents that were reported. You know, one of the current challenges of the reporting system as it exists is that it doesn't really provide opportunity for training. It doesn't really provide opportunity for improvement. You know, the limited amount of information that is collected doesn't necessarily provide enough kind of detail for a department to improve or a department to really kind of assess what took place. And we haven't completed, you know, kind of the full analysis of all of them. There are some instances where there were shootings that weren't reported simply because it was unclear or maybe deemed unnecessary to report. And one example would be if a federal officer, and I'm kind of using officer loosely, but if a federal officer shot and killed somebody in the state of Texas, they're not subject to the laws of Texas. And so, you know, if you're Harris County or Houston or Dallas or Irving, you may look and say, It wasn't our department. We didn't shoot the person, so there's no need to file a report, or that report shouldn't take place.
As a result of your research, what do you ultimately recommend? What do you conclude should happen?
At the conclusion of the paper that Dr. Williams and I submitted, the recommendation that we made was that it ultimately should be data that's collected from an outside organization or agency, and that that data needs to be more comprehensive. You know, receiving very basic, you know, this is the officer's name, this is the type of weapon or lack of weapon, simply isn't enough to improve police and community relations. There may be information that police need to better come to that decision, that kind of final lethal force decision, and there may be information that the community needs in order to avoid those circumstances if they know the types of characteristics. And so ultimately, if an outside, you know, organization or agency collects that data and collects it in a more comprehensive way, hopefully that would act as something that would have, you know, significant meaning in terms of moving it from data to public policy.
That's the voice of Scott Bowman, associate professor in the School of Criminal Justice at Texas State University, who co-authored a report with fellow professor Howard Williams and Jordan Taylor Young. We'll have a link to their study at texasstandard.org. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.